This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's Thursday, baby. And look at you, tuned into the Society on Slick. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, Queen B from the South, baby, watch your mouth. And I'm not alone, of course. I'm joined by the legend himself, Mari. How you doing?
Come on, man. You way too nice. Come on, man. Why you do that?
Legend.
Why you spraying that on me like that? I'm sitting here ready to make the cool, calm, collected entrance and all that. Man, you hit me with that word, man. You just discombobulated
my
whole
shit. Roll the red carpet out.
But, you know, yeah. Hey, I'm out here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the building. You know, by now, I know you know the voice. That means you know the headline, man. It's me. It's I, man. It's him. Capital H on that and all that. You're
right. Yeah, the legend, like I said.
I mean, okay. Man, we put it
you
like
know
that.
The, you,
know, man?
You know the vibes.
Hey, man, you know, right. You know how that shit go, man. I mean, shit, you know, speaking of another legend, you know this shit is powered by Baron Davis, the OG. You know what I mean? If you guys are not following us right now, all of the links are in the description. Because I explained all this shit and all that, all these episodes. And B was like, look, man, nah, cut all that short. Hey, right there in the description. It's right there.
It's right there.
I was just trying to, you know what I mean? Be a little more.
We do
like,
the hard work for you.
Yeah,
we
she
do
was
the
like,
hard
nah.
Work for you.
It's right there. You know what I mean? It's, you know, so Slick, man, it's a lot of things going on in Slick right now. You got, shout out to comedian Ken Marshall. He got the show coming on Caffeine this Friday. So when you get this episode, one more wake up. The show will be out. You know, and what it is, it's called Hoop Her, right? Hooper, but it's Hoop Her. Women's basketball joint, you know what I mean? Dunk contest. You know, if you guys tuned in to the Slick Finals House and all of that, you seen it was dunk contest going on. It
yo,
was
three that point contest.
Yeah.
Lit.
It was ill, yeah. Right? It was super ill. It was dunks from fake half court, really. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, I was thinking about, like, if I was there in LA, would I have, like, entered the dunk contest? Like, the girls, you know, dunking on one another.
Was you more of a taking it to the rack person when, in your prime, or was you a shooter?
I'm a defender. I'm a defender.
So you
I'm,
was
go,
like
I'm
Tony
the one
Allen.
That's going to go up and, I like to say Dennis Rodman.
So you would have flew to, you know what? You would have flew to Vegas in the middle of the playoffs and then came
you know
back.
What I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah. I feel you on that.
But
yeah.
But I just have this thing, like, I don't want to be that girl. Because I'm a woman, I don't have the embarrassment of being dunked on.
I got you.
I've never had that. So that's the thing, is like, would I enter something like that knowing that I could be posterized?
Yeah.
And expect, like, this is different. This ain't like a slam up poster.
Oh, no.
This is going to be on social media going around making its rounds. And I ain't trying to get tagged and having people laugh at me. So shout out to all the women that's going to enter this contest. It's real bold.
100%. Real bold. Because Slick's fan base, Slick audience, all of the people, the community, they tap in with us. So you post something that's worth posting and worth talking about. You're going to hear about it. You understand? Like, you know, any event that Slick does and, you know, the people come out to the studio and all of that, man, shout out to Drew Holiday and his family. They were just out there. You know what I mean? So, you know, that space, it's a great space, man. It's a space for a lot of creators, a lot of entertainers, whoever, you know, just to pull up,
yo,
do their thing.
Bobby,
you know?
Shmurda?
Bobby Shmurda pulled up. You know, it's
like,
crazy.
What?
So the day that Bobby pulled up, I was on my way out there. But he had pulled up like early in the morning. You know what I mean? I arrived a little later in the evening type time. But yeah, Bobby was there. He pulled up, flicked it up with Baron. Shout out to Hardshell Films. Hardshell is an amazing photographer. If you guys don't know about him, follow him on Instagram at Hardshell Films. He's incredible. You know, he flicked up those pictures, and I checked the gram, and I was like, damn. And Bobby was up there, you know, giving it up. Like, they was up there, you know, hitting the dance moves and all that. You know what I mean? Showing love and shit.
Gyrating, man. All over the Slick House.
It's a wild word, kind of sexy. Man. That's a wild word.
Gyrating.
Gyrating is a wild word. That sounds like something you order off a food truck. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Some shit costs $13.99 and all that. But yeah, man. You know, that's,
Oh, my God.
But yeah, like I said, man, listen, one more wake up once I get this episode, man, you'll be able to check that out. Download Caffeine, man. Caffeine is a free app. Download it. Follow Ken Marshall on there. You know what I mean? Tap into the show, man. Follow him on Instagram. Tap in so you know when he got something coming. You know what I mean? He definitely does an incredible job of promo. And then we over here, Slick, we do a lot of the, you know, the lifting as well. You know, we promote that as well because we like to see the stars that we have on the team shine. Because that's what they do best. You understand? That's just what
that's
it is,
right,
man. You know, and I mean, shit, even speaking of that, this past weekend, had the big summits out there. And, you know, we talked about this before it happened, a couple days before. We let y'all know what was going on. It was August the, you know, the 15th through the 17th. You know, they pulled up, they did their thing real big out there in Martha's Vineyard. And if you guys are not familiar with Big Summits, you can go ahead and follow that on Instagram as well, at B-I-G Summits. You heard? and basically what it is, it's a collective, right? It's a collective of like brands, entrepreneurs, speakers, mentors, all of that, right? They get together, they hold these summits, they build with other creators, you know, other like-minded people, and they plot out the future, really. You know what I mean? So if you're in attendance and you go out there and pull up, not only will you be in the presence of great people, you have you some good drinks and all that, you know, a couple good beverages and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Marcel and all that, you feel me? You know, check I'm trying to tell you.
Marcel be having events, okay?
Listen, man, shout out to Ty, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the guy, Executive Ty and all that, you know. He got the Marcel, the Rosé, the happy hour shit popping off out there too. So that's the thing, man. That's a brand that you can look forward to being authentic, being right there for you. Pull up to these parties, there's great people around, you know? And so BD was out there, Ty was out there, shout out to Stephanie. Shout out to everybody from the team that went out there that made that trip, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Doug. I didn't. It would have been nice. It would have been so nice. Next time.
Martha's Vineyard. That sounds
Doug, if you're listening, Baron, if you're listening, you know what I'm saying? Usually I say BD, but this sounds a little more perfect. Baron, you know?
Yes.
Holler at me, man. I'll pull up next time. I'll pull up out there, you know? We get busy. B, you come through, we get busy. We out there popping bottles.
Martha's Vineyard. It sounds like some like all white. Like, you pull out the fresh white outfit. You know what I mean?
Good
like,
linen. You might have pulled up listening to AZ or something. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You hear me?
Yo, what's your soundtrack for Martha's Vineyard? Like, give me three songs that's like, you going from the Airbnb to the spot, to the venue to go get your party on. What you listening to?
First of all, I'm gonna kick it off with Sade, No Ordinary Love. That's number one.
Boom. You know what?
That's number one. Number two, D'Angelo Lady.
Okay.
You heard?
I know that's
because I need to be in. That's my joint right there. And then number three, I'm going to listen to, you know, because I just said AZ Sugar Hill, just to cap it off. Because that's the song I'm going to listen to right before I walk in. Because I need a little, you know what I mean? Guzzling straight shots of scotch. I gotta be right. So now if I'm listening to that soundtrack before I pull up, you know what type of time you're going to get with the boy. Like, we're going to be out there with a couple bottles of that Mar. You heard? It's going to be, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Be out there, man. Yo. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So next time, y'all got some dope shit, some fly shit. We need the invite. What the fuck?
We need the society at the vineyard and all that, you know? Like, whatever it is, you know? But you guys, man, listen, stay tuned to Slick. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Please stay tapped in, man, because all of these events, if it's open to the public, you guys are more than welcome to pull up on us. You know, we do drop Addy. You know, we will send those invites out. You know, we'll let you know what's going on out there.
We should have also been at that draft party, but that's another.
Listen, man. Now the next draft party, I'm gonna tell you right now. Like we gonna be there regardless. Whether y'all knew we was coming or not, we gonna be there. And yo, I'm gonna be out there with the handmade Slick T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm out here. It's me. You up? Handmade joint, handcrafted joint. You know what I mean?
You gonna get an airbrush shirt?
Word, man. Take it back to the, you know what I mean? Remember Cam and Paid in Full with the, I'm best me. Pink Panther on the joint. Yeah, we out here. I'm probably get Garfield on my shit though. You feel me? But
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But yeah, man, stay tapped in with us, man. We do a lot of, you know, a lot of great events, man.
What is the Garfield thing? You just like Fat Cat?
I love Fat Cat. In my life, I done come across some very, you know, plump kitties. You heard? Some slightly furrier than others.
God.
But yeah, no, Garfield, listen, when I was a kid, man, like, just that show just captivated me, dog. Like, Garfield, Sonic the Hedgehog, Garfield, Sonic the Hedgehog, and the Ninja Turtles, I'm catching bodies for them. I ain't gonna hold. I'm catching a body like a cheerleader. Shout out to Willie the Kid, man.
Such a millennial.
Yeah, man, you know how I go, man. It's me, gang gang.
That's right. And yesterday, we're recording this, but yesterday we celebrated Kobe's 44th birthday.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Kobe. Shout out to the legend. You know, it was bittersweet because he's no longer here, but it was really nice to scroll the internet on every social media platform available.
Absolutely.
So many Kobe tributes. Like, the day wasn't going to go by. Literally, when it hit midnight on the East Coast, I saw hella tributes. I'm like, yep.
Period.
Legend's birthday is coming up.
Yeah, nah, absolutely, man. I tweeted out something from the Slick Sports account on Twitter, and it was
I saw that.
Yeah, man, it was a very, very great video. It was one of my favorite Kobe videos ever, and it was him sitting with the Knuckleheads. Shout out to you know, Q Rich, shout out to Darius Miles, and he was sitting with them just talking about his process, right? Like that pull up jumper, and he just broke it down. It's a great clip. You know, you get a chance, go over there, check it out. But he was just one of the best basketball minds that we have. Period, man. And BD also has a song. I don't know if you guys are up on this song, like, but it's an incredible song, incredibly heartfelt. See, it's an amazing song in the tribute.
Baron is so multifaceted. Like, I had no idea he was interested in music in that capacity.
He does his thing, man. Listen, I'm privy to a little bit more than like the public, so I done heard some shit. Now, I'm not saying that there's a tape coming or I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. He does his thing. He gets busy. Shout out to Poop. Shout out to D-Block. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
Okay.
But yeah, that song is amazing. We put that up on the gram on our Slick Instagram. Man, listen, that song is incredible, man. It truly is.
I was like, wait, that sounds like Baron.
That's BD himself.
Yeah, that's BD.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Kobe, can you tell us what your favorite Kobe Bryant moment is? Like, do you have this one thing when you think of Kobe, like, your mind goes to this?
It always goes to my favorite dunk because of at that point in time in his career, just kind of like it was a dunk. It was a baseline dunk on Latrell Sprewell where he double pumped, like he pumped it under the rim and then dunked it.
Yeah,
and he turned around and was like, he gave this look like, the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Because people had like this thing where no matter what he would do, they would still just kind of play with his name and act like he kind of, you know what I mean? Like, oh, he a soft dude, he a whatever. And it's like when he did that dunk, that dunk in particular. He's done a million, but that dunk in particular is my favorite. It stands out. Whenever Kobe's mentioned, the first thing that comes to my mind is that dunk because I remember watching that game. I was on my couch. Bro, I almost jumped through the roof because I was like, how the fuck did he dunk that? I thought he was going to reverse lay that.
Did he just did that?
He just did that. He looked at Latrell like, fuck is you thinking today? Coming here guarding me like, what's wrong with you? You know, so it was that's probably my favorite Kobe moment for sure.
Yeah, I think for me, when I went to my very first Lakers game, Lakers versus the Hornets, because, you know, the way that the schedule is drawn up, the Western Conference team is only going to play in your city once.
Yep.
And if you don't catch it,
it's over. You got to wait till next year. We'll see you next year. Yeah.
So I begged my dad for tickets, sent him the link. As soon as the schedule came out, I was like, Dad, I need to be at this game. And so this is back in the day. You know, you got to order tickets from Ticketmaster. They deliver them, mail them to your house.
Yep.
So my dad sent me the tickets with a pair of binoculars.
Oh, he was letting you know. But like, look, you gonna
be there. I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't care. Thanks for the binoculars. They were in tow. Absolutely. I had on my champion Kobe jersey. Okay. I had washed it too many times and the number 8 was fading off.
Those the best
but
ones.
I was there.
Yeah, those the best
I
jerseys.
I was there. Yeah, I got it from a department store.
Yeah.
And what did Kobe do? Hit the game winner.
Hey.
I just remember so many people in that Charlotte crowd talking so much shit about Kobe.
Oh, you know how that go. Yeah.
And so when he pulled up and hit that game winner, I just remember looking around like,
Yeah.
Everything y'all was
now.
Saying.
Yeah, man.
So that's my favorite Kobe moment because it was just such validation. I'm like, see, I told y'all he is that.
Told y'all, man. He's that. You know, and like you said, yesterday was his birthday. You know, today being 8/24, you know, like this is the Kobe Bryant day. And you know, Vanessa Bryant, shout out to Vanessa Bryant, man. She's been through a lot, you know, obviously still going through it. But at least today a little bit of good news. You know what I mean? She was awarded the $16 million in damages over the leaked photographs from the January 2020, you know, the crash site. Because they were, you know, snapping pictures. They got a lot of footage and they were just sharing this shit. And it's very
disgusting.
It's disgusting. You know, it's very disrespectful. And, you know, I think around that time, they was just trying to, like, brush it under the rug. Like, oh, nah, it was just, nah, bro, like, come up off that money. You know what I mean? So, like, right. It's, you know, again, like, the money is nothing in comparison to the lives that's lost. But at least some justice has been served in this way. You know what I mean? And what better day
and
to
I hope,
receive that news than Kobe Bryant Day. So,
yes.
You know what I mean?
And I really hope that people learn from this moment, like, stop trying to sensationalize tragedy.
Yeah, stop being
just
nasty,
so you can say,
man.
Oh, I was there and here's the pictures of like what?
Yeah,
that is some sick
dirty,
shit.
Man.
Why would you do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If only in theaters, May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Speaking of dirty, social media is doing the most right
it
now
is.
And we've talked about this a lot about how, you know, there's a lot of misogynistic guys out here who are online spreading just some vile information. They're treating women like crap in their tweets and their memes and, you know, all their posts. But Chloe Bailey tweeted something and it doesn't seem like this was directed at anybody in particular. I feel like it was kind of like a vague blanket statement. She said, the way men think women actually need them to win is hilarious, which maybe is just because I'm a Black woman as well. A lot of people think that to be successful in entertainment, you have to have like a male cosign or you have to have the approval or you have to have someone that's pushing you out there. It's like you can't win without male validation. You know what I mean? And so that's how I took it until I saw the comments and the quote retweets from this.
Oh, it's always fun in that. It's always fun in the quotes. Always. Always.
Wow. And honestly, I just remember just reading these. And I'm going to read one in particular.
Okay. Yeah, I was just about to ask, like, which did anything stand out?
It's the first one because it has a lot of interactions. This guy replied. He said, you didn't want to talk about nothing else this morning? That's hilarious. Y'all females just come together and hate on men. Only thing y'all got in common these days. What? Like, where in her tweet is she hating on men?
Yeah. It's
where? Like, seriously. At what? Where in this tweet is she saying, I can't stand y'all men. Y'all, who needs you? You're useless. Like, is none of that happening in this tweet? But yet, feelings are hurt. And I honestly, like, relished in the male tears. Because it's like, y'all so mad. Like, you guys don't have comprehension skills to really understand what she's trying to say here. You're, like, you're going around the world just trying to make up some shit to start up some controversy. Like, come on, grow up, dog.
When I saw the tweet, I think the first thing I thought about was her being in, like, the, you know, the industry, like, music industry, entertainment industry, whatever. First thing I thought about was the amount of men who are around that feel like, hey, if you get under my wing, I can take you to these heights and things like that. And she's looking at it like, what you mean if I get under your wing? Like, I'm going to go there regardless, my guy. So I'm sure that she's not, like, people have to stop confusing, like, celebrity shit with, like, just normal people. We all the same. We people. But they live a different life than us. They live in a different world than us. So when she's making that comment, she's not talking about, like, needing men for anything. Like, people need people. I'm sure that she's aware that we all need somebody that's saying our name when we're not in the room. I'm sure that's not lost on her. I think her comments are very directly aimed at the men who think, oh, if you don't get under my wing, I don't know how far you're going to go, but because I can take you here, I don't know what you're going to do. So when she's when she's hearing that enough, and I'm sure that her friends are probably coming to her telling her this type of shit too. It didn't even have to be about her. It's just her speaking on something because it's on her heart to do that. So anybody who felt personally attacked doesn't have reading comprehension skills. And two, they feel like one of those dudes, I think. They might be one of those dudes. Whether they have the means to provide that or not, they got the spirit, though. They all got the audacity and shit. You know what I mean?
But, you know, I always say a hit dog will holler.
Every single time.
So before I even saw this tweet, someone had retweeted something. And I wanted to read this because I see what's happening. And with this tweet, this is exactly what's happening. So they say the strategy is simple. Far-right online influencers position themselves as self-help gurus, ready to offer advice on making money, working out, or attracting female attention. But it's a bait and switch. Rather than getting good advice on money or health, audiences are often hit with pitches for cryptocurrency scams or useless but expensive supplements. And even worse, rather than being offered genuine guidance on how to be more appealing to women, they're encouraged to blame women, and especially feminism, for their dating woes. It says, it's certainly true that male privilege ain't delivering what it used to. Women don't have to sit around waiting to be chosen anymore, but instead are often holding out for male partners who treat them with respect and dignity. We literally just talked about this the last episode.
I was just about to say that sound like
exactly we just what you're talking about this. And it says, one way for men to respond to this, which many do, is to embrace a more egalitarian worldview and become the partners women desire. But what other right-wing influencers like him offer male audiences instead is grievance, an opportunity to lash out at feminism. They often dangle out hope of a return to a system where economic and social dependence on men forced women to settle for unsatisfying or even abusive relationships. Organizing with other anti-feminist men is held out as their answer to problems. Like, what I see in Chloe's comments is exactly this. They're attacking every woman that agrees with whatever she's saying to say, oh, you need men. Why do you hate men so much? Why are you this and that? Because I even retweeted something like, oh, you know, I'm enjoying, you know, these male tears right now. And the response that I got, oh my God.
Yeah. Nah, shit is crazy.
It's ugly.
Shit is crazy out here. Like, yeah, no pun intended. Yeah. It's ugly, like, for sure. Because these arguments like this, niggas always quick to conflate things. And it's like, you want to take this and that. And then be like, oh, well, since you said this, you got to mean this. So did you mean this? And it's like, bro, no, you didn't even get the first meaning. You can't go mixing. You can't mix the bullshit with the other bullshit. Like,
yeah, because now he's like, oh, I see you do a podcast with a man. Like, do you need him? Is he useless? How are you a misandrist? It's like, I'm a what now?
Yeah,
I hate
like,
men?
Bro, that's not.
I hate men.
Game of Thrones went off. Something like House of Dragon is on and all that now. But like, you talking about misandry and all that, like the red lady, you talking about her? Like, because I don't know. But yeah, like, I just don't, I'm not who she's talking, like, we, you know, I'm not who she's talking, it's not that. The statement was not, like you said, men are useless. Like, no, the niggas who think that unless you fuck with me, you can't go nowhere, like, that's who she's talking about, bro. Like, you gotta, comprehension, man, you know what I'm saying?
What
Martin
said,
bruh, man, education. That's all, man.
Yeah.
That's all, man.
Yeah. And another thing that was kind of bugging people on Twitter, it really falls under the topic of boundaries in relationships.
That's always a good one.
There was a girl who posted something about her boyfriend. Now, I'm gonna read this and maybe you can, you know, figure out what's wrong here. He says, my man got his first car today by himself with no help. He never posted it because he doesn't like social media. So I'm going to post it for him because I watch all the trials and tribulations he went through to get to this point. So proud of you, bae. She posts two pictures of his cars, the front and the back. Didn't blur out the tags. Now, first of all, we don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, just why?
But it was like, yo, everyone's immediately was retweeting it like, yo, what about, like, he doesn't like social media. He doesn't do social media. So why would you go out of your way to, like, post this? He ain't even gonna see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing.
Like, social media, I feel like when it comes to social media, you have to respect if people are into it or not. Like, when I was pregnant with my son, I did not post a motherfucking thing on social media about being pregnant, about a baby on the, like, nothing. Even when I had Prince, I didn't post it until my first Mother's Day. No one knew. Unless you know me, you knew I was pregnant. But I didn't care to post this to social media because for what? For what? The people that I love and care about knew what was going on in my life. And which I really appreciated after Prince was born. My folks didn't go on social media and just share everything with the world. Mm-hmm. When I would send them pictures of my son, they, if they had any questions, they would ask, is it okay if I post this?
Yeah.
And if I said no, they respected it.
Yep. Yeah.
Why do we feel the need to share even when someone is, like, not comfortable with something? Like, what is that?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. It's being selfish because that post was about her, not him. Because, like, if it was about him, it would have never happened because he doesn't like social media.
It would have never happened.
If he didn't post it himself or if he didn't say, hey, flick me up real quick and post this or whatever, like, then you shouldn't do it. So that's about you because you saying, I watched him do this. You trying to tell us how, like, loyal you've been and now you're watching the fruits of, like, your labor or whatever, you know, and it's happening right in front of your face. Like, you, it's like a proud mom, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit, he's riding the bike or he's finally potty trained now or whatever. So it's like, that's about you. In that moment, like, you're telling us, yo, he didn't want to post it, but I'm about to, and I'm why are we doing? And again, like, this is the, but I have to take into account, like, these people age. I never know how old they are. I'll just assume they are young. Know. And they come up in an era where social media is the norm. Whereas us, social media is like an option. You know what I mean? Like, we came up before social media was a thing. So we know how to not post something. You know, like, these days, if somebody gets some bad news, they'll, you know, black screen on IG and then, oh, man, just got some terrible news, whatever, whatever. You know, and then the DMs blow up and people, yo, what happened? Like they do that, but that's all they know. They grew up into this shit. Yeah. They probably was 10 years old when, you know, Facebook came around or Instagram or Twitter or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's just all they know. With me, I'm just glad I came in the era before that. Like, yo, I...
Do you and your wife have any, like, social media do's or don'ts?
Like,
are there things that you guys, like, agree, like, yeah, we're not gonna do that?
I mean, I guess aside from just the basic, like, you can't just be on there blatantly just, like, posting joints. You know what I mean? I wouldn't just be posting joints, like, oh, yo, she could. Like, I wouldn't, you know, nothing like that. But really, it's just like, nah, don't post it if I ain't comfortable posting it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm not comfortable posting on my own, don't post it. Like, she's not big about, like, posting all the time on Instagram. She's not big about that. You know what I mean? So, like... If I take, she's not big on taking pictures, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't just take a picture of her and be like, nah, she don't like me sharing shit, but I'm going to do it anyway because I think she look beautiful. Like, she don't like it. And our oldest daughter is like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't just be posting my kids like that, you know what I mean? I post them, you know, whatever. I post my youngest kids, but my oldest daughter, like, she does not like that shit. Like, she has to give us, it'd be her birthday, and she'll be like, all right, cool, you can post that. Let me see the picture. All right, yeah, you can post that.
And now, we respect for it. Years. I'm glad to hear that because, you know, I had my son in 2014 and I've been very private. The only place where people could see Prince that wasn't in Las Vegas with us was on Snapchat because I know exactly who is, you know, viewing my snaps.
Yeah.
So I made him an Instagram. It's private and only family follow. Mm-hmm. Family and, like, my friends and like his godparents and stuff like that. And I remember, I think it was 2020, I asked him, I said, are you okay if I post you on my Instagram? I wanted to wait until he was able to give me permission.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because I don't want him to look back and be like, you were posting all this shit. This is kind of embarrassing. Like, people be out here showing kids in so many vulnerable moments. Bruh. It's like, yo, like, imagine social media being a thing, like, in the 50s and 60s, mm-hmm. right? And someone like Barack Obama is running for president. Right. And they're going to go back to all of these old posts and be like, like, oh, remember when, here's a picture of Barack when he was potty training, or he fell off the bike and he's crying.
Yeah,
or
it's
like
just all shit that of these we don't
embarrassing
need to know.
Moments. Like, we don't need to
we
see
just,
that.
We're going to assume these things happen in your life. We don't need to see all that shit. Like,
everything isn't supposed to be shared.
And that's part of the reason why, like, I would post, like, my kids on Facebook, because all my Facebook is family and friends. People I went to high school with, middle school, whatever the fuck. Like, if we was cool and we stayed cool for a long time, and family who I don't get to see or talk to all the time, I post my kids on there for them. But even that, I think, is, like, lately I haven't been doing that a lot either, because it's just, like, I just don't want to. Like, I'll record it, and I'll have these moments for us to keep in, like, our digital, you know, bank of, like, content for the family, but that's like our photo book, our photo album. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have physical photo albums anymore. Like, not really. But, you know, that's for my collection. I'll look at it before I post it and be like, I'm not posting that. Like, for what? Why would I?
Yeah.
Why? You know what I mean? Sometimes it's cool to just not post it. Like.
Yeah. And even, like, Princess told me, we, you know, traveled to North Carolina, and I'm, like, documenting the whole thing. And it got to a point where he was like, all right, Mom. Like, like, I'm cool with taking pictures, but I don't want to be on video. Like, he told me verbatim. Yeah. And I was like, I have to respect that.
Yeah, no,
for sure. He
doesn't
want this.
For sure.
And I'm like, I'm not going to post it. This is just for me and you to look back on later, or maybe to share with your dad or your grandparents.
Yeah,
and then he was like,
it.
Okay. But it's not going on social media.
Absolutely.
Which is something that I wanted us to talk about, was like, with the younger generation growing up on social media, you hear a lot of our generation, Generation X and, you know, and older, talking about, man, like, kids are different these days. Like, they look different. They dress different. They act different. They just have a lot of access to to things that we didn't have access to. The only way that we would see some of the things that they see is, like, in music videos or in movies or TV shows. But now they have a device right there handy where they can immediately see what older people
whatever's
are doing.
Going on. Yeah, 1,000%. I mean,
and it's hard to monitor. Like, I have to go through Prince on his tablet. Like, what
we
watching
check
on
in.
YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely check
right?
in. And we
okay.
definitely check in and see what's up. Like, let me make sure.
And if I need to block some shit.
Yeah,
blocked.
No, 1,000%. That's proper parenting at its best, right there. You got to remember, each generation of kids are gonna look different, bro. Like, when you look back at our parents and grandparents, like, when they was kids, they was looking like they had, you know what I'm saying, full-time jobs and shit when they was like 7 years old. Suits and receding hairlines and shit like that. When we came along, we was in like Ken Griffey sneakers and short sets and shit with parts in our hair. We looked different than them.
Mm-hmm.
The kids today, they all got the spongy fro or the curly top or the whatever. That's their look now. That's just what it is. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how they're growing up. So now, it's not a new concept or a new theory of, like, kids wanting to be older than what they are. Because I used to want to fit my brother's shoes. I used to be like, man, I can't. I want to look like him. I want to wear this. I want to wear that. And it's like, nah, that's not in the kid section. That's adult clothes. You know what I mean? You want to dress like, you know, the adults that you see. So, like, we've always wanted to do a little more.
Yeah.
I just think these days it's on display so much for these kids from different parts of the world that they see this shit everywhere. So they start to feel left out. Not even like, you know, oh, I'm just so hyped to get old. It's like, nah, I'm left out because this is what the other kids is doing. Look, New York, Cali, Chicago, Detroit, like, they doing this over there.
Exactly.
I want to look like this. When I post my shit, I want to look like this. I don't want to look like, you know, whatever. So that's just how it is now. Like, the internet is just what it is. Social media is like,
look,
that's the new outside.
It is the new outside. That's perfect. That's really perfect. Because honestly, when I was coming up, I didn't have much to reference when it came to, like, kids my age. Like, how are the kids were dressing on all that? Or, you know, I'm the same age as the Olsen twins. Like, they look like little girls until they were not little girls anymore. You know what I mean? And so this is all we really had to reference. But now you see, you know, like, kids are on reality shows. So they get their hair and makeup done for TV to be on film. And people think, this is how I'm supposed to look every day.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah. And I think a lot of this is starting to become a conversation because, you know, back to school is happening right now. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of kids going to school like dressed. They're treating the first day of school like prom in a way.
I mean,
girls are getting lace fronts, face beat, lashes done, nails, and all of that. What? I was just happy to have my hair braided and some new
bro,
Air Force Ones. Like, that's it.
Our era invented laying your outfit down next to you like it was a companion. And you sleep in the quietest and the stillest you ever in your life. You like, man, I'm not fucking that up. You wake up in the morning, you done tried that shit on 90 times. Like, yo, I'm about to... You know what I mean? You can't even sleep. Your mom coming in to wake you up. You doing push-ups. Yo, I'm ready. Like, I'm here. So, the first day of school is one of them. My first day of high school, I was in there with the all-white Air Max. I want to say that was it 90s? Maybe like the Air Max, all-white Air Max 90. You know what I'm saying? Nike socks. I had on some shorts. And I had the Marshall Faulk jersey on. White with the gold and the, you know what I mean? The blue and all that. Like, that was one of them. I knew it when I bought it that summer. I was like, oh, they gonna see who I am today, bro. I'm telling you, like, and it's high school too. So I'm 34 years old now. I still remember that outfit. Like, that was a thing for us. So, you know, the kids now, it's just they got access to different fashion. The clothes are different now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just...
Oh, and designer too.
Yeah. No more streetwear. It wasn't... Clothes. There's no Rockaway or no Jabot or none of that. Like, this is Amiri and everything else. Like,
Dior's, like,
Off-White.
Wow.
Yeah, like, niggas ain't going out like that. Like, no. On the bottom of the... At the bare minimum, they doing a good graphic tee. Like, they're not doing nothing...
But you see people's... posting their children on social media, and it's like almost a competition. Like, look what my child is wearing to school their first day.
Not even almost. It is.
Yeah.
It's about them. I'm telling you, like, look, I sent my kid with that on. You sent your kid with this. Like, at a certain point, bro, like, just get your kid the, you know what I mean, the Dora the Explorer sneakers that she want. Bro, you ain't got to buy the Christian Dior shit, bro. Like, she don't even like that shit. She ain't even like them Gucci's. She didn't. She wanted the Paw Patrol joint. Like, I know she said that to you, you know? So it's like,
she don't care.
You still got to let a kid be a kid at a certain point. Don't turn this into a thing where you're dressing them like you wish you would have dressed. Now, if they show interest in this shit for whatever reason, then cool, do you. I'd never tell anybody how to parent. But I'm just saying, like, let your kid be a kid as long as they can. Like, they got to deal with enough shit when they get older. You know what I'm saying? Like, the world is real enough, bro. Let them enjoy childhood, man, for real.
Look, I took Prince to Old Navy, and he picked out Sonic t-shirts, solar system space-related t-shirts, some basketball t-shirts.
Absolutely.
And I was like, it made me feel so happy because I'm like, my little boy is a little boy.
Yeah,
he's eight.
Baby girl.
For real, he's eight.
She wants stuff with llamas and unicorns on it and, you know, shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, go ahead, get that. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, princess.
Absolutely. Do you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just again, everything always gets like blown up when the young generation gets older. They're like, well, back in my day, and then now we just some back in my day ass niggas now. Like, well, when I was coming up, we wore our hair this way. And it's like, you sound like our parents now. Well, why you get the part in his hair? Why are you doing the, I don't know, man. You look like the, you doing it, we doing the same thing, you know what I mean, to the kids now, because it's like, why you wearing your hair like that? You look like you sound like your grandmother now. Like,
yeah,
this is going to happen. You know, it's just what it is, man. It's just a change in the, you know, the times, and you know what I mean? Just, again, like, let your kids be a kid as long as you can. And then, like, young kids that's out there listening to us, you know, the teenagers and all that, move at your own pace, man. I know it might be tough. It might sound easier said than done, whatever. But I mean, if you want to pull up with the plain tee on, bro, do you. That's you. Own that shit.
Yeah, that's your swag.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what nobody else has, no matter what they can buy. The confidence, bro. If you got the confidence, you can pull off the simple shit.
Anything
you want, you can pull that off. I'm telling you, and you'll have people starting to look like you. You have people trying to follow your shit. You know what I mean? So take that little gem with you. You heard?
All right, y'all. This episode was so good that we had to break it up into two parts. Catch part two tomorrow. We'll be joined by Jason Madison from Bomb's Showtime Pod and also from Crypto Bros Pod to discuss the P-Valley finale and more thoughts on HBO's Rap Shit. Holla at y'all tomorrow.